listening to the Intestinal Fortitude Podcast Network.
Showing results for Is It Really That Bad?
In the tradition of E.T. and Close Encounters of a Third Kind.
What in the world?
Will I ever see you again?
Who knows, Highlander? Who knows?
Shouldn't play with sharp objects.
I really shouldn't even let you go after that shit you told me at school.
Oh, Mom, please.
No, tomorrow things are going to change around here, so I suggest you live it up tonight.
A warrior trained for the ancient art of combat.
A man needs his exercise.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, it was. Very stupid.
Oh, yeah. Como se nudi es joto.
Y maricón.
Yeah, y maricón.
Yeah, if I'm gay, then I'm gay from Mona. Mona must have a dick.
Mm-hmm. A little penis called a clit.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
El come culo.
No. 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 Gawk, gawk. That's cocksucker in Cleon.
No, man. All right, let's get going. Whose pick is it?
Yeah, it's Flesh Eater's pick.
Tell us more about this, Flesh Eater. Come on now. Introduce everybody.
Deuce every day. Okay, we got Android.
Yes.
What show are we doing?
Oh, we're doing Hell Comes to Frogtown.
What's the name of our show?
Is It Really That Bad?
There you go. Hello, everybody.
Yes, hello, everybody. Welcome to Is It Really That Bad?
All two of you.
We have Android.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
We got Mona.
Hi.
Willis.
Yo.
And Nudie Magazine Day.
Hello. I like that. That
and
was
I guess
one.
Samantha couldn't be with us.
Damn,
why?
Samantha.
Oh, yeah, where the fuck is Sam?
She backed out.
She was being mush today. She said
she backed out at the last second.
Well, my brain's always mush, but I'm here.
I know.
It's true.
That's how we roll.
That's how you roll.
Mm-hmm. Mush.
When we started speaking Spanish, Willis just disassociated.
I know.
Okay, so let's get back on track. What are we doing tonight, Flash?
Where are you, Willis?
Okay.
I'm here. Damn it.
Damn it. He's watching She-Ra. Leave him alone.
I know. Willis, so yes. I know. Willis just proved something to me. Odia Espanol. Odia Espanol.
I love She-Ra.
Too.
He would rather watch She-Ra than Return to Frogtown 2.
Como se llama? Como se llama?
Yo soy Ramona.
Yo soy Aaron.
Poquito, por favor. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, Fleshy, take control.
All right. Now we're back on track. Tonight we are doing, submitted for your approval, Return to Frogtown. And this is like one of those sequels, you know, you don't really have to watch like the first one, kind of like the Cyborg movies. They're kind of a standalone. Robert Zadar plays Sam Hell in this one. And
recast.
Yeah. And him and his freakishly long chin. And he must go to Frogtown with a jetpack. You'll see. To save his buddy from the frogs, who is played by none other than Lou Ferrigno.
Oh.
What?
So, yep, that's pretty much it. I don't want to give too much away.
All right.
So, ready? Countdown. Duda.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we ready? Anytime.
Yeah, countdown.
Me?
All right. When I say play, everybody hit play. 3, 2, 1, play.
Ignition.
York Pictures.
I ruined it last time.
York. Robert Zazar had some disease, though. It eventually, I don't think it killed him, but his chin didn't stop growing. Oh, those frogs look pretty cool. I wonder if they saved the costumes from the first one.
I thought that was a human set.
I haven't seen the first one. I wasn't here yet. I wasn't born yet.
Well, the first one's on YouTube.
In the podcast land.
YouTube.
Our
Flex.
Plan.
It's great. Yeah. Roddy Piper and Sandow Bergman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first one's fine.
Let's see what this one has like.
I couldn't find subtitles, sadly.
So we have to pay attention for real.
The frogs are getting revenge.
Yeah.
That looks like a dickhead.
They're getting their revenge.
Return to Frogtown. So basically that what it is, Mona's the premise to Frogtown is there was one man left and they were trying to get his sperm. And it was Roddy Piper's character, Sam Hell, which is recast in this. And all the stuff made the frogs mutate into humanoids. So there's not a lot
just
of
like,
humans.
Oh, with frogs like the she-wolves of the desert?
Yeah, there's no more sperm.
And children of men?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no more sperm.
Oh, no.
It's a spermless world.
No more pearl necklaces?
No.
No more pink eye. No more Spider-Man.
No more melting teeth.
No more afternoon snack.
Look at those frogs.
No more Willis Pink Goo.
Now they got a badass car to drive around in.
Charles Napier. He's been in a ton of shit.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. When you see him, you'll know.
That guy?
No.
I thought there was no more bandits. Oh, nice.
He just comes dust. Powdered milk.
Yeah.
Well, now there's no more man. They just
the last fertile man. Maybe this guy's not fertile.
Oh, yeah. He's the last fertile man. They even put a chastity belt on him in the first one. And if he ever wanted to fuck or get a boner, it would go off and he'd have pain. He'd be all, They were training him not to get a boner until the right time, I guess. I wonder if he has the same belt in this one. Same male chastity belt.
Don Stroud.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Another one. He's been in a few of our shows.
Donnie Stroud. Been around. He's passed away, long gone. Is that how frogs sound when they turn into humanoids?
Oh,
apparently.
No.
Okay, come on now. Sound like death metal singers. Mm. Oh, you notice the car's painted like a frog?
Uh huh. They look like bootleg ass Ninja Turtles.
Who do you think would win in a fight? Them or the Ninja Turtles?
The Turtles, of course.
They have arrows. Yeah, they have long tongues.
And they know Kung Fu.
So if somebody's all trying to do Kung Fu on me, just shoot them in the face with an arrow. The neck. Anywhere.
Oh, Brian James. Another guy, man. Man, this movie's full of D-listers.
What is Don Stroud in?
He's in everything.
Everything.
Like?
He was just on one of the movies we did a couple weeks ago. Well, he was in, he was in the desert talking to the fucking fighters. What the hell were we watching?
Django Unchained?
No.
He isn't that.
Oh, I thought he said that we. I thought he said we were watching that. I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're watching.
Oh, look.
Giant robot.
No, it looks like. Instead of the Rocketeer, he looks like the Cocketeer.
Oh, the Rocketeer. I've never seen that movie. I couldn't, ever since I was a kid, get through it. It was so boring. Gave me anxiety.
What, the Rocketeer?
Yeah.
I went to see that when it first came out at the movie theater.
It was. Why? Is it good?
Not really.
Like, yeah. What else gives me anxiety? I guess. Like, well, oh, hey, so Don, water.
So Don Stroud plays Father Bolin in the Amityville Horror, the original. He's in Armed and Dangerous, Licensed to Kill, The King of Kickboxers, Rollerblade 7,
Armed Return and of Dangerous? Rollerblade
That's 7. What it is. Candy? The Rollerblade 7 that we did.
Legend of Rollerblade 7. Carnosaur 2.
The Carnosaur 2, yep. He did that one too.
Well, all the B ones.
He was in Django Unchained.
That's what I said.
No.
He was.
I know. It's like deja vu in here.
The almighty Lou Ferrigno.
Deja vu right now.
I want their car.
That's not Lou Ferrigno, is it?
Yeah, that's him.
Him or the frog?
No, that's Stu Ferrigno.
His brother
Stu.
He's blind instead of deaf.
Yeah, right.
That's not my name.
Fuzzy. That damn toy fall in the damn water.
We're playing Duck Hunt. Yeah, you picked the winner there, Fleshy.
Yeah. Guess they couldn't get Roddy Piper to play in the sequel, huh?
Yeah. It
would have been cool if he did, though.
Oh, yeah.
He was above that.
He's gonna do it.
He was above this movie, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was back wrestling by 93, right?
No, I think he made his big return in 96, 97.
Why are you guys not adding me back to the chat?
I did, dude. I don't know why you're not seeing it.
I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was Sam Hill, bro.
Why did you take him out?
I didn't take him out.
Me and Willis had a little scuffle. And I just left the group because I didn't want to argue and fight with him anymore before we ruined our friendship. And now I can't get back in the group.
I invited you back in, bro.
That's it.
I'm
going
to have to make
forever.
A chat because I can't get in there anymore.
That's what she said.
Not
or
that.
He said.
Willis and I would probably just fight again anyway.
Oh, yes. Did you already said ribbit?
Oh, shit.
There's another one.
Bootleg ass Rocketeers.
Those are cool. I want one of those. Did he just see Kyle?
Yes, he did.
No, it wasn't high enough.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, never mind. Well, a little bit.
That's Charles Napier. Was doing sky patrol over the Frogtown Mutant Reservation. You recognize him? Anybody?
Yeah.
Of course.
I do now. Yeah, yeah.
Rambo 2.
They should fight each other, have a chin battle.
That's impossible. Yeah, right.
He's got like that. That fucking mask kid has, like, his face is shaped like that.
Yeah.
That tiger face thing.
Oh, yeah. That was part of the
peace treaty. Sounds like his voice is dubbed in, too.
Poor guy.
Yeah, Sam. The older he got, the bigger he got.
Yeah.
What chat are you not in?
Wrestling.
Wrestling chat.
Oh. Fuck that. Good riddance.
Willis got so upset he called me a racist. So I got mad because he always pulls that when he gets mad at me. So I fucking got mad and left the group. Jones might still be alive. I don't even think
Rosie knows. Why'd you tell him he was racist?
Because you can't do that. You get in trouble. I'll get cancers if I do that. So.
Oh, he had a symptom called cherub syndrome. Cherubism, which causes the excessive bone growth of the lower face, which was the cause of his abnormal jawline.
All right, both of you, knock it off and suit up. You should be in the air by now. Now listen to me.
Because it looks like it's a beast on his face a bunch of times.
Used to be a ranger,
one of the best. All
right.
Now you leave your rocket suits with him, take a motor mule, and avoid the radar.
Cherubism. It's a rare genetic disorder.
It's a payback.
I have the opposite, I guess.
That sounds painful.
Big jaw and little chin.
Cherub syndrome. His jaw just got bigger.
Did his cock get bigger?
I don't know. In my experience, girls with bigger jaws have bigger clits. That's just, you know.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
I have a big jaw.
Yeah, she has a tiny clit.
Mm-hmm. That's what she says. Do I have to tell you anything about flying?
Just stay off my tail. Ask Nudie.
I'm being quiet.
No, does it say anything? Crickets.
It is. Uh-huh. It is tiny.
Oh, crickets and crumpets.
Ooh, you should see the.
I did.
It looks like no.
Oh, something else.
I already know. but it looks like what the bone structure looks like. With X-ray. Look.
Send it in the chat.
Looks like they're wearing a face mask.
Oh, it looks like they have a bunch of fucking popcorn kernels in their fucking chin.
Oh my gosh. I'm Commander Toady. Come
here. Toady. I thought you were dead.
No.
Come on here.
I'm Commander Toady.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me? this looks worse than off of the fucking Power Rangers.
I don't think so.
That's why I went straight to the sequel.
She looks like, what's her
perfect
name?
Perfect for this show.
Chitara? Is that her name from Thundercats?
Yeah. Chitara. This is gonna make you feel
good. Is she supposed to be at... They didn't have enough money for damn makeup for her, so they just put camouflage makeup on her to make her supposed to be a damn frog woman.
Too bad you don't turn into the Hulk.
Yeah, right.
You're not making him angry.
Nope.
So shit. Things on the fucking string.
The only thing that I don't appreciate about this, like the other one was way post-apocalyptic-y.
Oh, yeah.
Then this one's not?
No, not compared to the other one.
The other one actually had a budget to do something.
Yeah, this one they have like...
Hey, that's the girl from Subspecies.
That's the girl from...
Subspecies, not the first movie, the other one.
See him pat her ass off?
The girl from...
No. Subspecies.
They're all eating beans.
Subspecies.
Eating sardines and pork and beans.
Ooh.
Wine and dine with kings and queens.
Have you ever eaten those?
I don't eat sardines.
Ugh.
No more.
And it's Don Stroud. He said no more.
It's spanky. I used to eat them when I was a kid. I stopped eating a whole bunch of shit from when I was a kid.
Yeah, I used to eat them when I was a kid, too. I loved them. One time I ate so much that I got sick, and I was fucking burping it all day. Never again.
Guess who's in this? Hey, Brandy. Rhonda Shear.
Your mom.
Yeah, she was on the TV earlier. The TV screen.
Was that her?
Yeah.
Up all night. Maybe you better start from.
Well,
Four nights ago.
Four nights ago, I was sleeping and a frog came in and blew me.
Smelling like shit. Who you supposed to be, bootleg Nick Fury?
You know, no, his eye was really fucked up, though.
Oh my god, movie. I barely saw the chat. I tried to call the
station. Yeah.
Yep, and right before this, in the early 1990s, so around this time, he attempted to come to the aid of a man being mugged in the street of Greenwich Village, and he got stabbed 10 times, including in his right eye.
Mm.
Ah.
So that eye patch ain't no joke.
Oh my gosh.
Here we are. Now you fucking mill funny making fun of him, huh, Willis?
Nope.
Real fucking tough now, huh?
Shut up. Shut up. What was the damn cartoon you used to say that shit? Shut it up.
One-eyed people. Unless he doesn't want anything to do with you if you get stabbed in the eye.
I know.
After dead, you get stabbed in the fucking eye.
I wouldn't want to get stabbed in the eye.
Nobody would.
I don't want to get nothing in the eye. Just eye drops.
Just your brown eye.
No.
Like stuff in your brown eye.
Leave my eyes alone.
Yeah, she likes it in the brown eye. Mona, don't Mona's, it make her brown eye blue.
Mona's third eye is her brown eye.
I want to be your friend. I want to be your teacher.
He's trying to
I want to be. Just let's make tadpoles.
I've been saying it.
I'll be back really soon.
If you want to be my lover.
Please don't get with my friends.
That's one movie we need to do on Really That's Bad. Spice World.
I've never seen that.
Me neither.
Me neither.
He's called a Texas Rocket Ranger.
Oh, he's turning into a frog.
Your number. The next pick, by the way, is Mona's pick.
4-6-2-2 Oh, for is it really that bad?
Yes. Where is the rocket pack? Which is this show that we're doing right now.
In my pants. Where are we? Who are you people?
4-6-2
Rattling my fucking numbers.
Ranger John. Die.
Silhouette number 213. 462. 2116.
Ah, the slide.
She's the only one in the great state of New Texas. There you go.
New Texas.
Well, it seems pretty solid.
That's what she said.
She's got plenty of fuel. Just gotta head her over, push her on the track.
That's what he said again.
Yeah, the other one was just more.
What do you mean?
The other one was just more wastelandish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this one looks like it's in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
Too many trees. And...
Like you. too many nice official outfits.
Yeah. And they have jetpacks too. I don't think you'd have those.
Oh, he just seagulled them again. Do you see that? Fuck.
You took a shot. Every time they did that, you'd be dead.
I know. I've been drunk already. Three shots.
Blocked out.
ED dead.
Damn, bless you. You picked a fucking good one.
you're welcome.
You hear the damn song?
Yeah, I know. Well, I considered the first one, but I'm like, nah, I got to go to the second one. The second one is way more perfect for the show.
I am what I am, what I am.
Like Popeye?
I am what I am.
Put that second.
Is that what he sings in the movie? Yeah? No? Nobody knows Popeye the movie song?
No.
Yeah, I am what I am. I need my sting.
Now,
motherfucker.
That's my movie right there, Popeye movie. That joint is the bomb.
Yeah, man. The bomb.
Papa Williams.
Bomb diggity bomb.
And they had the perfect person to play Olive Oil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She looked just like fucking Olive Oil.
That's a very odd movie.
What'd you say?
That's a very odd movie.
Well, Popeye? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved it. It was always mm-hmm. on cable. The it's whole not, family loved it.
It's not odd. It's just like the original
hey,
cartoon.
There's a third. Mm-hmm. There's a third installment to this.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Frogtown 3, We Found Sperm.
Max Hell Frog Warrior.
Max Hell. Was that supposed to be like his son? Max Hell Frog Warrior.
Are you lying?
No, he's not lying. It is a third one.
Who's in it? Anybody we know?
Joe Estevez.
Oh, no. It looks like it looks like the samurai movie.
Short end of the career.
If shit. Joe Estevez is in it, it sucks. Like the werewolf movie where they couldn't even say werewolf.
Oh, yeah.
It's a woo-wolf.
Warwolf.
Yeah, like everything but werewolf.
Looks like Sam Hell in this one wears a black suit with fucking samurai swords.
Oh, no.
It doesn't look good, dude.
Like the samurai rollerblading movie.
His name's Scott Shaw. Oh, this looks bad. Looks worse than this one.
So the only one in it is Joe Estevez?
Yeah. Oh, he shot the frog right in the head.
Exo Frog
Warrior.
Pew. Pew.
Man, this guy's a great shot. Not even looking or aiming, he's just shooting.
Like how these frogs ride horses, these frogs.
Just like apes.
Yeah, hey, if apes can do it, so can frogs.
There's a vehicle. Oh, wow, yeah, because that's what a goddamn fucking shotgun can do. Dumb fucks.
Oh, God, that... Jesus, you're right, that does look pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
She got taken by some frogs. Oh, they pulled the old Mad Max thing. We got a human girl. Yeah, they don't look... They look weird.
Well, they're frog people.
Yeah. They look weird.
We say they don't
damn
look
fucking
cool
movie set that they repurposed. What repurposed movie set did they use for this?
Mmm.
Poor lady. Get out of here, frogmen. Hey, those frogs
through the desert.
Yeah.
Take this prize to Commander Toadie.
Commander
Toadie. Help me.
Obey, and I shall make you
a prize.
Gosh,
Oh, look. I was waiting for him to turn into the Hulk in time.
He's going to put on his purple pants.
You'll have a better, and shall we say, greener life. First, let's have a better look. Remove your uniform, Dr. Spangle.
And if I don't?
Okay,
we'll shoot you.
Strip!
Why has it got to be snakes?
Poor thing. I feel bad for her. Actually, the makeup isn't too bad on some of them. The other ones, they're kind of garbage, but make this toes look slimy.
Can't the waste eye. All their budget on making frogmen.
No.
The snakes, even.
But they... You know.
Chick-a-bow wow.
Aw.
The She's frog gonna lick her with his tongue.
From across the room.
You wish.
You taste good.
It tastes like chicken.
Oh, 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 oh.
Put the boots back on.
Oh, what a perv.
Put the boots back on. That's better.
Quentin Tarantino's.
Did you see what she called him? She called him a horny toad.
Waka waka.
She should run around like this in the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't even want to be doing this.
That's
you guys are horrible people. That's what I said.
What'd you say?
Fuck you. I'm out of here.
Click.
Jeez. I'm going to go watch part one.
Oh, look. Yeah, she's a bad bitch. See, I support strong women, Mona.
Shut up.
If they're wearing underwear or not.
Whatever.
I support all strong women, if they're topless or not. It doesn't matter.
Even after they kick you in the balls?
Mm-hmm. Because
that's what's going to happen.
With their boots?
That might mess up his makeup.
And a spike at the end.
Sorry, my balls have been traumatized enough. Well,
and they were healed, but not no more.
They were healed through the magic of modern technology. Technology versus magic. Oh, Willis, I watched the Masters of the Universe.
Willis?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he checked out.
Where'd Willis go?
Or did he check out?
Yeah.
Willis!
Fuck are you, Willis?
Hey, peeps.
He's like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
That motherfucker.
He's here, it says. Probably went and took a shit. His birthday. He's getting a birthday blowjob. His mom called him a call girl.
I really want a PlayStation.
What kind of call girl you want, baby? I want me a white one. You ever had me taste that white meat?
Fucking Willis.
I know. She put her clothes on.
It's yeah.
The podcasting professional, Willis Wheeler.
He is professional as they come.
He's probably playing video games.
I know. Fuck this movie.
Once
he doesn't look like a penis, Mona. It looks like he's wearing a giant fucking condom on his head.
No, penis. Whatever. Fucking, we see naked bitches all the time. They should take off their clothes. I want to see a frog dick. Do they have dicks?
Yeah. I'm going to Google that for you.
Do frogmen have penises?
Frog dicks coming in 5, 4, 3.
Bing, 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 bing. Check the chat.
All the side who gets the pleasure.
There's no penis.
Oh, my God.
The sperm is ejected from the cloaca directly into the eggs from the female lays.
Cloaca.
Yeah, show her the cloaca. Mona wants to see the cloaca.
Oh, they do have a dick. I'm sorry.
There's Brian James.
Yeah. You're going to have to find a
new whale rocket. He's got bozo here.
Yeah.
Is that the way he talks all the time?
He's got a weird overbite.
Another guy that has been in a ton of movies.
Yep. Another guy who was in Tango and Cash.
Yep. I like that movie. It's fun garbage. Right, Willis?
Yep.
What the fuck, Willis?
I'm gonna text
him. Where is you?
Where you at, poo?
Did he say ribbit?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is Zar Frogmaster so impatient? What took evolution thousands of years? I have accomplished it only day.
Increase the dosage.
I think to move too quickly might not be safe.
Then we'll find other subjects.
We'll find other subjects.
Has there been any word?
Up all night.
Where is Sam Hell? Why haven't they called in?
Where in Sam Hell is he?
Fuzzy.
Sam Hell. Anybody ever
tell you? Fuzzy.
And a Sam Hell?
Sam Hell's the guy with the fucking big chin.
Who was Roddy Piper in the other movie? He bulked up a lot between movies.
Y'all still watching this mess?
What the fuck did you go? The fuck were you?
I got a phone call.
From who?
One of my friends I went to school with. She was wishing me happy birthday.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
You couldn't talk to her like virus does?
What'd you say?
You couldn't talk to her on here like virus does?
No, I got common sense.
You should maybe say, sorry, I'm doing a podcast right now. Can I talk to you later?
No, because I...
He's all, fuck you guys.
Hey, Willis did talk to his mama on the show once.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he didn't know, though. He didn't know.
Hey, Willis, you should give me your mom's phone number.
Oh. They took Spangle. God damn it. What happened to the motor mule? It seems like I ain't missed shit since I've been gone.
You have. They made the girl dress down. You missed that.
Lou Ferrigno said ribbit.
He did say ribbit for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's turning into a frog man.
And Mona wants to see a frog dick.
I sent one in the chat, Mona.
Uh-uh, I ain't seen none.
It's in the chat.
Oh, never look at... Yeah, go look in the chat so your eyes can go blind, Mona.
They do have dicks. What is it called? Go ahead, give it a
shot. I don't know. I don't remember.
Nudie?
How would I know?
Because you were saying it, like, a few times.
What?
The frog dick. What is it called?
I don't know. I wasn't saying anything.
Kawaka, Kawaka, Kawaka.
Yes, thank you.
Is her name Fuzzy because the TV's Fuzzy?
Mm-hmm.
Fuzzy, tell Captain Delano that Spangle got her own ride into town and that I'm going to catch up with her.
Was that a real frog dick? Holy shit, they fucked just like us.
They do it froggy style.
Yeah,
froggy style. Very close. Man, that, wow, I guess they do have penises.
Roger. I'm here all night, folks. Them are the Tell jokes.
Not to worry. Not to worry. This fake Rocketeer uniform. Holy shit, dude.
I look like you made out a cardboard box in the back.
Look, his fucking tassels aren't even moving.
I know, right?
His hands out like that. And he just put him on his sides like Superman.
Superman on the old 50s TV show flew better than them. At least a day of tables flapping in the wind and shit.
Get the fans.
Didn't Ben Affleck play Superman and Batman?
Yeah, he played Superman.
They
played
him in Hollywood. Hollywood.
Yeah. Yep.
He played George Reeves.
Ben Affleck played George Reeves?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That seems weird.
It's a weird helmet.
It's like a bird.
I know those helmets are.
A pterodactyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's supposed to be aerodynamic.
Looks like it. So would he just join the army after the last one?
I guess.
Yeah, it's no the tone. Or whatever they call them. The tone is so different than the first movie.
Yeah,
there is no tone to this one. This is there.
Yeah, it's there.
Monotone.
Yes, I like this review. Hey, this guy Eric. There will come a time when some doctor in some clinic somewhere will say, "Eric, you have 6 months left to live." And I will have to reconcile that with the fact that I once spent 90 minutes watching Frogtown 2.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a Don and Nelly review.
It probably is.
I don't see one.
This movie's a 10.
I know.
It's somebody else we know. He liked all the movies. He don't ever say a bad thing about none of the movies.
Scott Cropper.
Jordan Bibby.
Bibby, yep.
He gave.
He hit him with the samurai sword. Didn't even.
No blood. Frogs don't
bleed.
No blood.
No nothing.
He just gave this Madam Web movie a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm like, I wanted to say so bad you smoke a fucking crack. I just know Jordan. He liked everything. Even if it's bad, he liked it.
Are you sure? Yeah.
I don't know if it's a syndrome or something. Just, I don't know.
It's the Don and Ellie syndrome.
That movie was dumb. That shit was so fucking dumb. It didn't make no sense. Yeah, it was really bad.
It was dumb.
Oh, look. It's the frog dance.
Yeah. Frog version of the Village People.
Oh,
yeah. Hell? I guess this is the best part of the whole movie right here.
It's like the turtle dance.
Wow.
This is almost like this.
I can't believe this is happening.
No, what did you remind me of? The turtles on stage. Out of the shell tour.
Say it.
That's what I thought too.
Say it.
Don't sleep with those girls, they'll give you warts.
Well, no, without anal warts.
Look
at that. You know, that chick's a stripper in real life.
Yo,
who's singing?
He said, "I don't have a turtle shell."
I gotta find the song from somewhere.
Sure. You could rip it from the movie. His new ringtone.
turtle Peavy Diddy.
That's greener hanging down with my wiener. His wiener's got to be in there somewhere.
It's in between her.
Wiener and greener, my wiener's in between her.
Why am I laughing?
Because it's funny.
Wiener.
Why am I laughing?
Wiener.
Wiener, say it. In between her, say it. Cook it.
I think he's singing about his frog penis.
Imagine if you're like, I have a girl. Oh, go ahead. Skip what?
What?
Did you say?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. You interrupted
dude,
me.
We got fucking 49 minutes left of this goddamn movie.
Oh, man.
Maybe I should buy
my dummy's kicked in, so my brain's working on overdrive.
I'll have a whiskey, no back.
Barmaid? I'll have a beer with a straw.
Must be COVID.
And a side of flies. Thank you.
Flies.
Side of flies?
I get some soup with a fly in it.
Hey, what are you, a nurse or something?
Waiter, there's a fly in my soup.
I'm just a nurse.
Oh, we had to charge you extra for that.
Everything. And you picked good enough.
Come on, Mr. Froggy Man. He should have just painted his bit green to trick her.
Yeah, right.
That's the star of the next movie, Dick Green.
Hey, they don't have that frog dick don't look green in that picture.
I actually think I was doing some research and that picture is
a cadaver frog.
No, it's a mutation. They started growing dicks.
Mutated dick.
Well, then that's probably what their dicks look like. What I'm gonna imagine.
Oh no, what's the mutated dick?
No, I just wanted to see what it looked like.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Giant penis frog is actually a partially formed extra leg. Fuck.
That's not a dick.
No, it's a partially formed extra leg. Sorry to ruin your...
Imagine that, you order a frog leg and you get an extra leg.
An extra leg that looks like a dick.
It's a dick.
Whatever, maybe it could be used as a dick.
It's a dick.
Dick.
Whose dick is it supposed to be?
Whose dick is this?
Whose dick is in the box?
In the box.
There's a dick in the box.
I actually watched that movie. So that movie holds up, dude.
Dick in the box?
Yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
Seven? Yeah, it's a good movie.
Because that's just the way it works here in town.
You just snorted. Are you sleeping again, Willis?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Sound like somebody snorted.
Someone's snorting cocaine.
It's his birthday. Let him fucking snort some cocaine.
Shit.
I wouldn't do that shit. Fuck no.
You have to snort.
What's your birthday? Hey, what's your address? I'm gonna get you.
Just like a tallet here.
Text me your address, Willis.
Why?
I'm gonna order a pizza.
Why?
I don't want no damn pizza. I'm good.
Jeez.
How about if I order
I'm about to go to sleep after this shit.
What if I order you some hot wings?
I don't want no hot wings.
Why?
Because I had some yesterday.
Bad luck there, virus. Just send them all to me. I won't turn it away this time.
I'll eat pizza for Willis's birthday.
I won't turn it away this time.
That was sad.
Ah, Willis le gusta la
I still
pick
you on that one, Mona.
Sad.
Because you literally said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm getting ready. I'm in bed. And you didn't say anything. I blame that on you.
frog.
Well,
man.
I was going to say, but then I thought like, it was a surprise, and shut up.
You should have said, oh, well, virus just ordered you some pizza, so get out of bed and answer the door. But no, you said nothing.
It was supposed to be a surprise.
Well, yeah. When I tell the woman I'm in bed, you think,
I
you know.
It's conflicted.
So then I text her, and I'm like, that's weird. Some guy knocked on my door with pizza. We sent him away because we didn't know who ordered it.
Oh, my God.
A Willis, ¿le gusta la sandía y el pollo?
Yeah.
No, El Pollo Rico.
Yeah, Willis. El Pollo Tropicoyo.
Not that even. It's late. Shit. I'm gonna go sleep. And this movie ain't helping none either.
Yes, it is. It'll cure insomnia.
You're welcome.
Who the fuck is this?
That's Byron James.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you playing in this dumb shit for?
Because he needed the money. To support his cocaine habit.
Looking like a fake me out damn Baxter Stockman off an intro. Yeah, right.
I know, I was just going to say that.
I don't know why they're making him talk like that.
Are there like frogs and toads in this? Because there's toady, but.
Yeah.
I told you so.
They're called greeners?
Horny
toads.
They're
the toadies called. The toads, I mean.
Toad jam.
It's very, very totally awesome.
Yeah.
Totally too good.
This movie's totally good. I'm having a totally great time.
Totes.
Nice place.
So I guess Lou Ferrigno is going to be the big bad henchman at the end of the movie.
I bet.
The big bad. I bet you he's green.
He's green with envy.
Yeah,
he wants warts.
Hogwarts.
You know, I hate men with green legs.
¿Recuerdas cuando Nuri ese pollo es Ronda como ese mono? ¿Mona? ¿Remember?
Until he turned into
Monday?
One of us. Be nice. And I'll
be
tell
nice.
You
how do the frogs look in the first one compared to these ones?
Much better.
Even the frog chicks were actually chicks.
Is she your girlfriend?
She's a rocket ranger.
A rocket ranger.
I need you to take me to them.
Ranger danger. First
you have to keep. She wants his rocket ranger.
Okay. Second. What's under that mask?
It's time for you.
You don't want to know.
Aww.
That's like a regular person.
If I do what you want.
I'll take a blowjob on that.
Okay.
Just pretend it's Halloween, bro.
She just got annihilated in her mouth.
Yeah.
Make it look green.
Why are you so fuck frogs?
No, have you seen that? No, that's what I was just telling you. I don't fuck frogs.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would fuck this frog lady.
I would.
She's a poisonous frog. She's one of them poison frogs.
¿Recuerdas cuando Nuri se fue a esa rana?
He disappeared about a year ago.
Brought to you by Tide.
First, you must keep your promise. Let me take that shirt off.
Tell me you wouldn't fuck that, Mona. Come on now.
No. Huh?
Well, you know what I mean.
Human or frog.
She might sit on his chin.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to put a dick in your face and tell you. Tell me you wouldn't suck that.
Probably would.
Jeez.
He's like, it looks like green chili. Everything tastes good with green chili on it.
Could you imagine getting a green chili? You know how, like, sometimes you can get a green chili seed stuck in your butthole? Could you imagine getting a green chili seed stuck in your dick hole? That would hurt. That would burn.
How do you get one stuck in your butthole?
By sticking it in the girl's... Well, because if you shit out green chili...
You're going to stick your butthole in a girl's butt. What are your tips?
No, if you stick your dick in a girl's butthole and she had green chili... And you got the green chili in your butthole. If she's eating chili and you stuck it in her butthole and you got a chili seed in your dick, that would suck.
That's a old legend myth.
Yeah, it's an old wives' tale.
My mom tells that story all the time.
Does she?
Yes. Yeah. To call her and tell her, Mom, tell me about the chili seed in the pee hole.
Help me. I swallowed when I ever I lost my first swallowed? Tooth. No, when I lost my first
tooth.
Oh, look. When I lost my first tooth, I swallowed it in my sleep, and my sister's boyfriend told me that I was going to piss it out. I was fucking terrified.
They should have told you you were going to shit out the tooth fairy's money.
I was all, no, I'm going to pee it out. Fuck.
He's all pokey around and shit for money.
Are you one of the frogs?
Hush, my chap. I'm going to give you a very mild injection.
Yes.
This won't cause you any harm.
My darling.
I promise.
Big ass needle.
I guess that frog song was supposed to be right. Like dissing on the Ninja Turtles.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, because he was talking about putting a turtle in a microwave and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're trying to do a rap battle.
This new increase in dosage had better work. Or else, Professor.
Are we gonna turn you into one too? Damn it!
Frog lady.
Jeez, Zadar, it's only a 90-minute movie. Get to it already.
There's a sock puppet frog. Have we seen it yet?
She do got some cakes on her, though.
She does.
She's very cakey.
No humans fucking frogs.
I'm so glad that you're here. This man has been trying to have his way with me.
That's him. That's the guy.
Oh, there's the puppet.
There it is.
Party time. I'm next. Let me down there.
What the fuck?
Easy, Froghead.
Froghead.
Junior, what are you doing?
I'm here to keep you company.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah? Come here, I want to tell you something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On second thought, you can stay here for a while.
You can lick my LG.
Commander Tony, Tsar Frogmeister wishes to see you in his chamber.
Tsar Frogmeister. Give me a break.
Alert!
Like a cyborg toad.
It was totally awesome.
Did you guys ever see that video of the monkey raping that frog to death?
No, but you sent it.
He sent it before.
Nothing right now. Just stand by.
Stupid monkeys.
Are you trying a new formula?
Yes,
monkey business.
Willis likes monkeys. He always laughs.
Are you sure there's nothing I can
monkey
do?
Business. Stupid ass Batman and Robin.
What did Virgil die from, Willis?
I think
a broken heart.
I think he had something wrong with his liver. I know they were saying he was having liver problems.
See you later, Squid.
Did you watch AEW last night?
I fell asleep on the shit.
Did you see the Ric Flair?
No, I ain't see that part. I fell asleep. I didn't see the last hour of the show. I fell asleep.
Good God, man. He walked out. Mm-hmm. The Bucks were beating up Darby. And they were teasing.
The wrestling show. That,
they were teasing okay, that he.
The wrestling show.
Shut up. He was teasing
the wrestling
that,
show.
Shut up. Listen to you talk about your cum for 4 hours. We can talk about wrestling for a few minutes.
No, I want to hear about cum, not wrestling.
Yeah.
Anyway, Flair told Rick that he was going to be part of the boys' team, you know? And then he swerved them. He tried to throw punches. It was unbelievable. It was like an 85-year-old man. He was trying to throw a punch.
So bad.
I'm like, why is he in the ring doing anything?
I have
it's
a
so
condom
stupid.
On my head.
Anyway. Yeah, you should watch it just so you can laugh. That's bad.
I honestly fell asleep on the show. But it was cool as I seen the clip with Sting coming down from the rafters. That shit was cool as hell.
Yeah. If the man who is already green continues to weaken, then get rid of him. Concentrate on the girl and Sam Hell. I must perfect Sam Hell.
Rule the world. Do not fail. Rule the world.
They always want to rule the world.
You know. This is almost like me watching Bucky O'Hare. Well, what time do you want me to come back? I'll give the patient this dose like that.
Fine. I'll tell Commander Toady. You tell him.
It's funny. You can see they just glued the red hair around him.
Yeah.
It doesn't even match the hair on the top of his head. Jones, you're going. Come on, Sam. He looks like cheap asphalt.
Come on,
Jones. Yeah. Jones.
He's trying not to shit his pants.
He's walking off a leg cramp.
Bubble guts.
Is the worst. And let me escort you to the cell. Tsar Frogmeister wants you to accelerate
your experiments. We have a new guinea pig. He has the top of a salt shaker in his eye.
Yeah. I'll be
back. It's like he, yeah.
I'll be back. Keep
on going, Sam. I realize I put a lot of clothes on him to cover up the makeup shit. You know what I mean?
Sam, come on.
They had to have.
Keep him going. Keep him going. Come on, Sam. Keep him walking.
Just hold it a little longer.
We're almost there.
Pinch, hold that shit. Pinch it. It's crowning.
Just before you get to sit and you pull your pants down. You made it all the way. That last second, it said nope. Professor, don't you recognize me? It's time.
It's time.
Okay. Yeah.
Smells like shit.
I'll be back.
Poopy pants.
He's going to turn into the Frog King.
Sam, I think the professor's on our side.
If he's on our side, how do you explain what's happened here?
Man, this is a total break from the last movie.
It's a trap. Horrible.
Sorry, I dropped something.
No! Help me. No!
It's a trap.
Come on, Hulk.
Come on, Jones.
Yeah.
Come on.
Elvira can bust that open with her boobs.
Yeah.
I was gonna give you a hand, but I knew you could handle it. Come on, we gotta get Spangled. Move it, Greener! Move!
Move it.
Let me go. Wow.
He's mad.
I seen better looking monsters. Not even Power Rangers. What was the thing going on? What was it? Teenage superheroes or some bullshit.
What are you saying?
They had some kind of show on USA. It was a knockoff Power Rangers joint. What was it? Was it Tattoo
Teenagers from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's it.
I used to watch that. And then there was another Power Rangers ripoff called Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Yeah.
My favorite Power Rangers.
What'd you say?
Power Rangers in Space was good.
You mean the other formula wasn't doing anything?
Power Rangers in Space. We must
wake him up. Do it later. We gotta get out of here
now. The only episode I like from them was they crossed over with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but they fucked up and gave him a female Ninja Turtle. Don't worry
about it. Yeah, that was the...
Oh, yeah.
Well, they finally added another female Ninja Turtle in the last comic book series they brought out.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Got a gun.
Froggy's got a gun.
You know why her name is Fuzzy? or Willis?
Froggy's on the run.
Why?
Because Froggy's got a gun.
She's on the Frozen TV.
Why? Toadies do.
When they, I can't think of a good.
Back to that. Why did you rock out that part? We're so excited.
Hey Mona, are you gonna go see Furiosa?
Of course, I'll see Osa.
Yes, I've memorized. When is it coming out?
Good. I don't know yet. Perhaps we should have you
mix up a batch. Cool just story, bro.
Yep, I know I'm gonna go see it.
Execute them all. I'm afraid to watch Borderlands.
Are you gonna go see Dune?
That movie was awful. Life. That game is life. My life.
I'm not even gonna see the movie.
It's
look,
like a fucking ripoff.
It's like a cheap ass Guardians of the Galaxy.
Kevin Hart's in it. I don't care.
Suicide Squad meets Guardians of the Galaxy. Their personalities are totally different. And
they put some fucking 1970s one-hit wonder music in it.
Yeah.
Well, what movie is it?
Borderlands movie.
Oh.
It looks terrible. Yeah. And the cast is so miscast, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The fuck you got Kevin Hart and damn Jamie Lee Curtis in that shit for? Sam,
do you hear that? Oh, but Bobby Lee's in it.
Bobby Lee?
Yeah.
The Asian guy?
Jack Black's in it. He's like a little short Asian guy.
The one from... Was that it, Matt TV? Holy shit, he's still acting?
Yeah, Bobby Lee's hilarious. He's got a funny podcast.
I think he
podcast.
Mostly does stand-up.
He's got a really funny podcast.
No, he has a podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Because Matt TV hasn't been on TV for a long time.
Someone with a curly afro listens to it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I just seen that shit. I'm like, why does this shit look so fucking... Doesn't he look nothing like the fucking game, Harley?
What about the crow?
The afro? Isn't that like an oxymoron?
It's a sock puppet.
And the crow...
That's the
best. Oh, shit. And what they did with the crow, I don't... I like Bill Skarsgård as an actor, but I don't... He don't look like no fucking crow to me.
Remember, guys, when Edward Furlong was the crow.
Well, that's what you're saying. That'd be better than Edward Furlong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, gotta be better than that.
Edward Furlong.
I forgot all about that. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, is he gonna be? Is he gonna be Eric Draven?
Yeah, he's gonna be Eric Draven. Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with him making it somebody else's. But not Eric Draven, because there's a lot of different crows in the comics.
Yeah.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Great insight there, Mona.
Yeah.
Shut up, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, nurse?
Shut up. Whatever you can see.
But I started it, so.
Oh, she locked up the little sock puppet.
So and you couldn't finish it. Sad.
Sorry, I finished other things.
What about Jones? Who lay salacious crumb off of Star Wars? That's what that little sock puppet is.
Mona, would his face be extra better to ride because of his chin?
That's what I was thinking. Or eat pussy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like a beveled seat.
Yeah, we'll wait for Tony to return. Okay, let's have a talk.
Like Mona's butthole could be right on that chin. And that pussy would be like just at that right angle.
All right, little buddy. Just now.
Sam,
he will. If I take this bandage off, are you going to be a good little frog?
No. No. Okay, be careful,
Fuck
Sam.
You.
I don't trust him.
Okay. Talk.
Hey, man. I know what I've been told.
When I left Frogtown, Commander Toadie was lying pulverized at the bottom of a rock. I'm gone for a few years, and I joined the Texas Rocket Rangers.
He looks like he has those Play-Doh teeth from that little thing, Mona. You know that thing that opens up its head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
You still have it.
Never wanted it, but I knew you kept on seeing it in the fucking catalog. Remember when they used to have to see his catalog? You can order the toys from.
Okay. Yes.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Frogtown. I couldn't hear that.
They just use the cheapest voice changers on them. It's fucking hilarious.
After you. No, after you. Ninja swords.
God, do people still have blinds, Mona? Like that?
Let me see. Gotta look again. I didn't see them. What do they look like?
Like normal blinds?
Like blinds.
I don't know. I have two different kinds of blinds in my house, so...
You know, like, why would you ask if people still had blinds?
I have blinds. I have to anybody, put them up because I have
everybody
cats.
Everybody has them. Everybody has blinds.
I keep them up because the cats. The gatos.
The gatos. El gato.
They're all looking outside, like, wanting to get out.
Yeah, they get their yard time. But every day I put the curtains up in my room so Lily can lay in the sun. I just tell her, sunshine, and she comes running.
Los gatos nudis le limpian las pelotas, que no?
That too.
Balls?
He's entertaining himself.
I see.
I said, los gatos de nudis le limpian las pelotas.
I'm glad you know how to speak your own language.
The cats play with nudis' balls?
Yeah, there you go.
I wish this movie was 2 hours long.
Shut the fuck up.
The extended director's cut will be 3 hours long.
Yes, next time I'm going to find that.
It's better than Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Yeah. Is it?
That made me want to stab myself in the face.
I do know how to pick them.
They're so fucking, I don't know.
Oh, he's pulling the hole because no selling it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Let me help you.
We need Benny Hill music.
Are you going to play Frogger?
Yeah.
He's the same scene over and over.
Yeah.
They even hit their heads together.
He could just use his head and battle them.
It's getting away. I'm going to hide in this bush here. The one with the toad head is the slowest one.
The Adventures of Frog and Toad?
Mm-hmm.
You look like a giant Ewok running by.
Oh, thank God he found his stash.
Now you can fly away, too. Fly, fly away.
It's music.
Yeah, that shit should never be shown in the sun like the frog mask.
Not so fast, Sam Hill.
His mouth not even moving.
All that, and he got caught.
I know.
Again.
Do you share a birthday with Ken Foree?
I guess so. I just found that out.
Really?
Grizzly. Joe. Very good.
Very good.
No, it's a penis lamp. Mona missed the penis lamp.
The who? Penis? What?
The penis lamp.
Penips. The fuck?
The penips. Penips lamp.
Now they have him strapped to the hood.
Are they going to make him get naked?
I hope so.
You hope so.
His chin's already exposed.
No, we need more. Take off your pants.
Pants. What? I don't have pants on.
I know.
Every time I hear your voice, my pants drop.
My voice, it sounds like that. All sexy.
Oh, no.
So sexy.
Like that. I can't even say plum.
Plum.
Nope. Plum.
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 It's better to say plum. Bloom. A bloom. And I sentenced you to death. Yes. Death by
poor frog lady.
Why? Yeah. Let a puppet eat her out?
No.
These Nazis.
Nazi death, frogs.
Death by tongue washing. How come he's not talking?
He sounds like the frogs. Amphibians.
He sounds just like the frogs. Sorry, Lou Ferrigno, if you listen to this show. I'm just joking. No!
I love you, human.
Who's that?
Once again, the executioner will obey, or he will be the first to die. Now,
God damn it, my face cut out. What number are you guys on?
116.48.
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, what number are you on?
Willis is on like 5 minutes because he paused the movie 2 hours ago.
No.
Yeah.
I'm right along with you.
A little bit past 117.
Uh-oh. Okay. Shit.
Oh, they have green blood.
Good one. I'll just pull up the roof.
And grunt while I do it.
Wonder what Old West set that they used for this. Did you know that Old West set's probably been used in a million fucking TV shows or movies?
Look it up.
Yeah. Couldn't find it, already tried looking. Same scream over and over again. Robert Zara would have made a good He-Man.
No.
He'd made a perfect He-Man. Oh, is that when we found out you were gone when I asked you about the He-Man?
Yeah.
Willis.
I guess so.
Yep.
I was telling you it was pretty good.
He said, oh, Willis, I saw Masters of the Universe. And then,
it was just blank.
And it was a dead silence.
A tumbleweed came by.
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with him?
Anyways, it was a good show. I'd highly recommend it for anybody.
Yes. He highly recommends it. Everyone in Frogtown.
Dumb fuck. He was a, that was.
Not even the dancing, there's no balls hitting the ground.
Hi, this is Taylor Swift, and you're listening to the NFW podcast on the Dark Discussions Podcasting Network.
I'm going to edit that out of the show.
Why?
Dude, no, leave it.
Yeah, I'm not going to give no secondary low-rate fucking show fucking fuck free promotion on here. Public access.
That was
level your fucking podcasting. Come on now.
That was your daughter's voice. Lest anyone thinks that was the real Taylor Swift.
Oh, shit.
I know, Willis. We couldn't afford the real Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about them fighting with you plastic-ass swords.
State Fair swords. State Fair kid swords. Oh, yes, you just hit some in the stomach.
This is like the most generic sword fight I've ever seen in my life.
Cut his head off.
There can only be one.
Sir, I would advise. There can be only one.
Frogtown Raiden.
Yeah.
Let's just say someone with a dream.
Dream or a nightmare?
Perhaps a nightmare for some, but for me.
Depends he's got a what you're into.
Dream of a better and greener world. Mankind has ruled for thousands of years, and we all know
he's got like a kid's pull on his head or something.
Is he gonna be a dinosaur under there or some shit? Gonna be looking like fucking
dinosaur
off of Super Mario Brothers.
His name is Alligator.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie to do for this show too.
Alligator. You use the frog tank's cannon to blast into the new Texas Army. And if it's a female, it's Alligator.
I'm sure that's true. But now it won't matter. I can't possibly accomplish my mission alone.
No. I cannot do it by myself. Body,
but not the brain of your friend, Rocket Ring.
Hey, get your hand
on
that trigger!
Shoot that little sock puppet.
No, he's gonna roll Frogtown.
No!
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my intention when I created
it. You created it?
Yes, my son.
In a test tube, you were to be the first of the green super race. When you stopped growing, I realized
who is he? Who is the big reveal? If you've just
given him a chance. Brian James.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No! Oh.
Oh.
He's a half frog man.
I wanted a world.
He's not talking like the other guy.
It would solve so many problems.
What if he got two paychecks?
Evolution must struggle without.
Yeah. I'm playing two characters, predator. I want two paychecks.
The noise.
Junior,
come. Now, bug lights don't work on us.
So sad. Lou Ferrigno was making these movies, and then fucking Arnold was making other movies.
I know, right?
Poor Lou. Poor everybody in this fucking movie.
Yeah, poor us.
I'll remember this day fondly when I have 6 months to live.
Very brave, frog girl.
Wasted 90 minutes.
Don't forget me.
Where else would you be able to hear a virus insult me in Spanish?
Where else would you be?
How do you know he's insulting you in Spanish?
Because that's what you do.
La mama de Neil tiene un coño guste.
Willis just laughs. We don't know what you said.
I'm laughing at the dumb shit. Him flying through the damn sky. All right, Sam. The report just came over the air from Fuzzy. I still don't understand how two people could be so different.
Professor Tanzer and his twin brother. One so good, and the other so evil. Oh, they were twins. Frogmeister knew his brother was working with the government, experimenting with gene splitting. His maniac attempts to create new life forms failed. That's when he kidnapped Professor Tanzer.
Why did he go along with such a hideous experiment?
I suspect we may not find all the answers without a further investigation.
Hmm.
Only time will tell. Evolution
must struggle on. Who's really fucking behind?
Someone's really behind, Flesh Eater. What's going on? We're at 125, Flesh Eater. 126.
Yeah. Okay, 120. Where are you at, like 33?
Oh, look, another rocket.
123. Oh, yeah, you're way behind. Guess we can't court-martial. Brandy, was this your idea? Well, I think if we can't beat him. Good one.
Oh.
Is it the soft thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lou Ferrigno just green.
What a cute ending.
All angry and green.
He looks like he's having the worst time on this fucking set.
He's like, fuck my life. Wow.
And then that day for the paycheck.
Damn
it.
I made my money sitting down playing autographs.
Fuck, dude. Guy had the biggest head ever.
Oh, what a dick, yeah. He's a dick in real life, so fuck him.
Yeah, he is actually. He's kind of an asshole.
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah. Who, Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, he's an asshole when
The douchebag.
Guess he wasn't happy sitting at the table signing autographs.
There's not enough people signing autographs.
So. All right, Flesh Eater, do your thing.
I'm only making fun of Lou Ferrigno, not up enough deaf people, so don't get mad at me. It's just a Lou Ferrigno because he's a dick.
There comes more angry emails or reviews. Yeah. But no dick pics for Mona.
No.
Okay.
There you have it, folks. That was Return to Frogtown. The masterpiece Academy Award winning cult classic movie.
Masterpiece.
Yeah. So I will start with you, Mr. Android.
Man, where do I start with this?
I thought that was Willis for a second.
Man! dude, this movie was not good. It was pretty bad.
You don't say.
And
You're welcome.
I think if they had followed the formula from the first one, cool. But this is like the only coincidence or the only similarities between this and the other movies, they have frogmen in it and the name of Sam Hell. But that's not the Sam Hell we got in the original.
Hell no,
Sam Hell, was it the same guy? I just like there were this fucking police force that wasn't in the other one. It was just the one was way more post-apocalyptic style. I love that one. This one just fuck, dude. Not good at all. Almost put me asleep. If it wasn't for you guys, I probably would have fallen asleep. So there you have it. Not good.
Next.
Mona.
I'll go next. All right. This movie reminded me kind of like, what was that horrible little creature movie you hate? The virus? Hobgoblins?
Oh, yeah.
was really boring. There was no plot.
That was
I liked the way the creatures looked. Yeah, what was up with the fucking police force? Not post-apocalyptic enough. I did fall asleep, or I don't have anxiety. I don't know what's going on. The meds are working.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I had fun watching it. It's not going to last, okay? The rest of my life I will be depressed.
She's finally happy for 5 minutes, guys. Yay!
Yay! Enjoy the moment.
He finally found the right combo of meds after 50 years.
Yeah.
I'll go next. Yeah, this movie blows. The first movie is so much fun. The first movie is cheesy and shitty in its own right, but it's
cheaty?
Fun. It's fun. This movie's not fun
but
at all.
But it's watchable.
Yeah. This movie's not fun at all. But it's not the worst we've watched on this show, so I'll give
nudie.
It that.
Yeah, nudie.
Hey, I pride myself on picking shitty movies for this show, so.
Cheaty. Yeah. It gets yeah. off on torturing us.
I'll go next.
You go next.
You go next. Go ahead and go, Willis.
This movie
go ahead and go. Go ahead and speak.
This was...
Go ahead and go.
Shut up.
Come on now, Willis. Go ahead.
This movie was
go
trash.
Go ahead and go.
He's going to go. Don't. Say it, Willis.
Fuck you, Virus. And this movie was trash. That's all I got to say.
Oh, man.
And didn't even say what he thought of it.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. All right. Well, I'll get my take. This movie, it's so bad, it's hilarious. it has nothing to do with the first one, so it's kind of a standalone sequel, really bad. I think I would have to this is technically my second time watching it, but to watch it a third time, I think I'd have to be on heroin. So yeah, that's my.
So you're gonna watch it tomorrow then?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it every day of my fucking life. Poor Lou Ferrigno. Poor Lou Ferrigno. Arnold goes on to star on all these blockbusters, and he stars in this thing. No wonder he's an asshole. There you have it, folks. Return to Frogtown.
We're not returning to Frogtown.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That was
was a going back to Cali reference.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
by the way, talking about movies,
white people.
The next pick is Mona's, so.
When this drops, we got 1 month until the Roadhouse remake. I think we should all have a first reaction to it.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's
hot.
Oh,
yeah. Let's do it.
Yes, let's do this one. That's really that's really bad. Yep.
Let's do it. I just hope he says he used to fuck guys like him in prison.
I doubt it.
What about Chicken Dick?
Chicken Dick.
Chicken Dick.
You Chicken Dick. That's what you told them. That's like the best part.
Yeah.
John.
Oh, I thought the best part was Folgers in your cup.
That's the best part of waking up.
Oh. Sorry. Okay, let's end this thing already.
Yeah, right.
Next time is bonus pick. Do you have an idea of what you want to do, or do you want to leave us?
I think maybe Garbage Pail Kids.
Good boy. That sounds
I've never seen it.
Sounds like a winner.
So all right, yeah, so we're doing Garbage Pail Kids.
That's our next show, folks. Until then, peace.
All right.
Later, motherfucker.
And world peace.
Peace.
You ain't gonna stand in that one because it got puking in it.
Been listening to the Intestinal Fortitude Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter, I_Fortitude, or on Instagram, The Intestinal Fortitude.